Hello everyone, my name is Alex Todorov and I am the project lead of Qiviti CMS. I am taking this rare opportunity as a FOSTEM moderator to actually present myself. And I want to talk today very quickly about history of testing, what it is, why do we care about it, how you can join our project. Okay, so if we go to Wikipedia, we can find this picture. This is the logbook of the Mark II electromechanical computer. And it says that on the 9th of September, 1947, operators have found a problem. So at 3:25 in the afternoon, the logbook says started mult plus other tests, so multiplication and addition test, probably. There has been some malfunction and they have traced the problem to relay number 70, panel F, and they have found an actual insect stuck into the relay which caused the malfunction. So they have taken the insect and taped it into the logbook as well. This is at 3:45 in the afternoon. And under all of this, they jokingly write first actual cause of bug being found. Now I have a question around all of this. Who actually found this problem? On the internet, it says that that was found by Grace Hopper. However, this is not true. She has later denied this claim in interviews. She says that she didn't found this problem herself. What else did this person do and what exactly was their job? How did they contribute or what sort of achievement they had into the debugging of this computer, or maybe figuring out how to test for problems, that kind of stuff. Why does all of this matter, of course? For me as a tester, I think it's important to know who are the people behind the profession that we do every day, who are the people that came up with the ideas and the methods or the tools which we use on a daily basis. What were these people like? Where did they study? What else did they achieve in their lives? And that kind of stuff. So this is why we have started the History of Testing project. It will focus on facts about people and their achievements. So for example, one of my favorites is on August 17, 1975, was born Roy Osheroft, who is from Israel. He is the organizer of CD and XP meetup groups. He has been in the technology field for more than 20 years in different testing positions. He is author of multiple books. One of the most popular books and also one of my favorites is called The Art of Unit Testing. And I would like to know more about people like this that contributed to the development of the quality assurance, quality engineering testing fields as we know them today. The repository of the project is structured in a YAML format. And because we are testers, of course, there is a CI system implemented. There are several checks running in the CI. If you make a pull request, of course, all of this needs to be green before we can actually take your contribution. That said, it's a non-demanding project. It doesn't involve any coding. There is a little bit of text editing involved and maybe some image editing. So also that's a good way to learn a little bit about Git. I use it on the command line or via some graphical tool if you prefer. Also, it's a good learning opportunity in general to learn about the profession, maybe learn about some tooling and techniques that you didn't know before just by researching different people. Especially if you're early in your career, you're just starting, that provides a motivational opportunity, maybe some inspiration for you. So you can get inspired by all these different people and work on your career, achieve a lot more in the years to come. And also that said, any kind of contribution on GitHub that will help you boost your open source profile, which we know is always good. So with that said, it's an easy project. Please contribute. We would like to compile this database of fact. We would like to know who are the people behind the testing profession that shape it like it is today. Please contribute and thank you very much.